KFBI.
One more payment and darn, it's mine. That's done for you by Clint Black on KFDI this morning, kicking off this motion into commotion, known as old T-legged, toe-legged, P-legged, bow-legged, curly-headed P. Williker Mike's early morning show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're going to be around here from now till they chase us out of here, which usually is around 8 o'clock in the morning. Meantime, we got a mess of country music to play for you between now and then. Those who think the world of country music starts with Garth Brooks and ends with Billy Ray Cyrus should read this new book called By the Seat of My Pants. Country music businessman Buddy Colleen wants people to remember that it was Randy Travis who was responsible for the country music revival in the late 80s. Killen also disputes the oft-told story about the Grand Ole Opry refusing to let Elvis perform in the mid-50s. He says Elvis did make an appearance at the Opry. He also says that then-Opry manager Jim Denny never told Elvis to keep his day job because he thought he wouldn't make it as a singer. Colleen also was the Opry bass player at the time Elvis made his debut. I would dispute his assertion that Randy Travis was the person who turned country music around in the 80s and got it back to its traditional roots, although Randy certainly was a major player in that and came along about the same time. But Ricky Skaggs, in my opinion, is the fellow who started that trend, and George Strait stepped in and grabbed a piece of it at the same time, and then Randy came along. And all of them just kind of happened about the same time. But those three people, George Strait, Ricky Skaggs, and Randy Travis, are the ones who set the tone for music, country music, which had gotten way too slushy and way too pop-sounding to step back over and find its identity again. And you'd have to give all three of those guys about equal credit, in my opinion.
Hi, is this Jarita?
Yes.
Jarita, Gary Heitzar, along with Dan Dillon at KFBI, and we're calling you because we believe this to be your birthday.
That's right.
Yeah. You wouldn't care to comment on which one, would you?
Well, it's the 41.
It is.
41.
I asked her son last night. I know this lady personally, did. I asked her son, and he said he thought it was your 43rd.
He doesn't need any money this weekend.
No, he won't be getting any money.
He's going to be staying home.
Now, you're down at KG&E, right?
Right.
And what department do you work in there?
The storeroom.
And has anybody else brought up the point that it is your birthday today?
Oh, there's been several.
All right. Well, listen, we hope you have a good day, and try and keep that storeroom neat down here, will you?
I'll try.
All right.
Thanks, Gary.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My son plays baseball with her son.
Jarita?
Jarita is having a birthday. Jarita, I'm sorry.
Jarita.
Pick and choose news. Let's go with the, you haven't given us choices yet, have
you? That's right. We got two stories. One deals with a sneak in a home in Olathe. The other story deals with a tooth to remember.
Let's go with the Olathe story.
A couple from Olathe has been living with a 4-foot python, Gary, for 2 months, and it didn't even know it, at least until Mark Peterson discovered it slithering across his kitchen floor this week. Peterson says he tried to cuss, but nothing came out.
A little story behind the song on the Johnny Western Show this morning. I was already on the air with my Ballad of Paladin for CBS's Have Gun, Will Travel, and I got a call at my house in North Hollywood at 9 o'clock in the morning from Malcolm Bielby, who was the head of the music department at CBS, asking if I could be down at the studio by 10 o'clock to record a demo record for Frankie Lane so he could learn the new theme song for a television show that was about to go on the air on CBS. The song was written by Dimitri Tiomkin and Ned Washington, who wrote High Noon for Tex Ritter and, of course, the great Gary Cooper movie, and I was exceptionally pleased to be asked to do it. Jumped in my threads and got on down there and recorded the demo with Billy Strange playing the guitar and a couple of guys from CBS Orchestra playing the other instruments. And this was the end result from this guy, and it turned out to be a gigantic hit. Frankie Lane, KFDI, Cowboy Classic.
She's all right already, and I'm just a memo.
Larry Stewart on the John Boy Show here on KFDI-FM, one of the guys who used to be with the group Restless Heart, now out on his own as a solo career. And, you know, that's one of the things I think that faces a lot of lead singers of groups is whether or not they're going to go out and break off and do their own solo thing. We talked to Marty Rayborn, who's the lead singer of Shenandoah, and he says he's not contemplating a solo career.
If everybody just wanted to quit, that's the only way I would leave. I certainly wouldn't be the first one to leave.
Here's Marty and Shenandoah at 1:30 at KFDI-FM with John Boy Spear. Oh, wait.
way more. Waylon Jennings at KFDI. Just some good old boys. The theme from the Dukes of Hazzard. Be listening for information about him coming to KFDI Country to entertain you up close and personal. Ooh, boy, that's going to be neat. 4:07. Good afternoon. I'm Scott Piper. Something else neat coming to town. Of course, Stars for Starkey.
Saturday night, June 12th, the stars are going to shine for Starkey. Sharon Daniels and Patty Loveless. Get your tickets for reserved seating at Century 2's Convention Hall for just $14.50 at Wichita Albertson stores. Or charge by phone at 263-4717. Proceeds benefit Starkey Incorporated. Sponsored by Fidelity Savings. Transportation provided by American Airlines. It's all part of the Stars for Starkey Week here on KFDI.
69 degrees now. It is 4:30, and when news happens, it happens on KFDI.
Driving up here just a little bit north of 21st on Arkansas, behind the Dairy Queen, I count six Wichita police vehicles, along with a lab investigation van. An officer is bending over the body of a man who's on his back behind this Dairy Queen. He's taking a close-up picture of the man in the face. The man is dead. Sergeant Don Mundy is talking to the lab investigator. Wichita police slowly moving around the area, looking for evidence. A couple of the officers have black gloves on.
Friday night, June 25th, KFDI presents Mark Chestnut and special guest Southern Exposure live in concert at the Cotillion Ballroom.
All my old flames have new names. Bubba shot the jukebox last night.
Advance ticket $16 at the Cotillion box office or select a seat. You must be 18 and or 21 to drink. Join the ranch hands and Miller Lite and welcome Mark Chestnut and special guest Southern Exposure live in concert June 25th at the Cotillion Ballroom. Brought to you by the ranch hands at KFDI.
I keep a close watch on these jokes of mine. I keep my ears wide open all the time, because for material we are in a bind, and now it's time.
Time for what?
To guess the punchline.
Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen, the Hummers. Just off key the way I like it. Just enough off key. Folks, welcome in to Guess the Punchline. I'm Jeff Allen, your host. The number is 436-1013. If you have a short, dumb, clean joke you'd like to enter on the program, we'll give you a lovely prize. But first, I want to introduce everyone. We have a sponsor, right, Don Pardo?
That's right, Jeff. Today's Guess the Punchline is brought to you by Sam's Place, 47th Street South and Broadway. The most fun you'll ever have with your boots on. Back to you, Jeff.
Well, thank you so much, Don. We're going to introduce the cast of characters first. It's Disco Dave.
She's a brick house.
Bring yourself.
And everyone's favorite.
Yay! The Price Man!
Hey, Jeff, I'll tell you what. We have two passes for two to the Wranglers game. Also, an old El Paso party pack. And everybody that wins tonight is going to get two tickets to the Flint Hills Rodeo.
Yeehaw!
Oh, and sound effect from the prize guy. Also in the KFDI newsroom, of course, Dr. Bill Roy joins us.
Why, hello there.
Hi. Hello, darling. And we're going to go now to the Institute for the Study of Research Institute in Humorous, Omaha, Nebraska. Is this Klaus Klaus?
That's Klaus enough.
How are you doing today, sir?
Well, I'm doing wonderful, Jeff Fallon. Oh, so's my friend Herman Safley.
Are you all rested up after the big respite yesterday?
Yes, we did. We had a respite, and now it's yes.
I don't think you can say respite on the radio.
You can't after five. New
oh, okay.
Answer. Let's go straight to the phones. KFDI, you're on Guess the Punchline.
Yeah, how do you catch a squirrel?
How do you catch a squirrel? How do you catch a squirrel?
You planned it.
No.
You might as well get that moon chap ready.
Better call Boris Badenov.
I'm in Queen.
I don't know. How do you catch a squirrel?
Run up a tree and act like a nut.
Run up a tree and act like a nut. What were you so scared about, Mark?
Boy,
I saw this HBO special the other night, and I just thought we were in trouble.
Okay, call us back in 5 minutes for a nice prize.
Mark, did you see that? Mark, did you see that on Def Comedy Jam?
We were jamming.
Yeah, jamming like salmon. Let's get another call. 436-1013. You were really, Mark was just out of his seat in here.
Freaking.
He was like, oh, no, I thought he was going to cry. As soon as the phone rings, we'll go ahead. Oh, here we go. KFDI, you're on Guess the Punchline.
Yes, can you tell me why a calculator is so dependable?
Why is a calculator so dependable? Let us think about that. We'll go to the celebrity panelist. Oh, they're whispering. Wait, Mark, since he has the answer, do you know Klaus Klaus?
Is the answer in square feet of asparagus?
I don't believe so. Mark, do you think you have the answer?
Unlike me, Jeff, you can always count on it.
You can always count on it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Well, we got one. We got one. We're betting 500 so far. Let's go for one more big joke. KFDI, you're on Guess the Punchline.
Yes, do you know how my uncle got killed by a weasel?
By the sound of your voice, I got a clue. Let me see.
You're pretty broken up about this, aren't you, sir?
Well, let's see. How
does this do anything with that squirrel joke?
Was your uncle very cute?
Do you guys know how his uncle got killed by a weasel?
I sure don't.
We don't have any idea how
was a WWF wrestler, Bobby the Brain. They called him the Weasel.
No. How did your uncle get killed by a weasel?
He was sitting on a railroad track and didn't hear the weasel.
Didn't hear the weasel. That's a mild, that's a spattering at best. All right, hang on the line. We'll give you a nice prize. Mark.
I thought maybe it was a flying headbutt.
Yeah, yeah. Disco day, thanks.
Gotta keep on dancing.
Dr. Bill Roy in the newsroom.
69 degrees in Wichita.
And Klaus, it's always a slice.
I feed a thing, baby.
Okay, what do you get when you take Gene Watson?
Because I've got memories to burn.
Tracy Byrd.
Someone to give my love to.
Joyland Park. About 15 or 20,000 of your closest friends. And a bunch of friendly ranch hands.
Put them together and what do you get?
The KFDI 29th Anniversary Party, Sunday, July 11th at Joyland Park. Sign up for the KFDI Country Club and get your free anniversary party tickets from these sponsors.
Welcome back into our Country Line program that we do each and every Wednesday night at 8.05 p.m. here on KFDI AM, Wichita's Radio Ranch. 436-1070 is the number. Our guest tonight, the naturalist for the city of Wichita Park Department, Bob Gress, and also the director of Wichita Wild. Now, Bob, summer is coming on, and I'm sure folks are wondering, my children are going to be out of school. What do you have? Do you have any kind of a program where they can get involved? And do you?
We have a program in the summer months that we call our Junior Naturalist Program.
Time for Country Quiz this hour. Your chance to get the newest cassette from Dwight Yoakam. Remember, he's going to be in town this coming Tuesday night, along with Susie Bongus up at the Kansas Coliseum as a part of Stars for Starkey Week. Tickets are still on sale. You can get those at the Coliseum or all select-to-seat outlets, $15.75 at the Coliseum and $16.75 at all select-to-seat outlets. Or you can also charge by phone, 755-1246. And remember, portions of these tickets' proceeds are going to benefit Starkey Incorporated as well, so it benefits a good cause. Remember that Dwight Yoakam cassettes, this hour's prize on Country Quiz. All you have to do is be the first correct caller on the ranch line, 436-1013.
Dan Dillon in the KFDI Weather Center. Let's go back to our KFDI mobile units.
Just going right again in mobile 22. I guess I'm the lucky one with the hail so far today. We're still on Mays Road heading toward Kellogg behind a Wichita police officer. The leaves are really flying off the trees due to the strong winds here, probably in better than 80 miles an hour. We can see one tree that has been uprooted already. This is at Ringer and Mays, one tree has been already uprooted. We're going to head back towards the city of Wichita now on Kellogg and try to follow that development. The hail is really falling down, folks. If you're in this area, get to a safe shelter now. That includes folks over there in Garden Plain and also Goddard and especially the Mays area and over in the Pawnee Prairie Park area. You folks get to a safe shelter immediately. This hail hail has already shattered the windshield on my news unit, and there are very dark and threatening clouds over toward the south and west over by McConnell, Wichita, Mid-Continent Airport. That's Mid-Continent Airport. So you should all be in a safe place or safe shelter right now. Let's get an update with Becky Gogelman in Mobile 27.
We're down at 61st Street North and 24th West, and we're still getting a lot of very heavy rain in this area, as well as pea-sized, marble-sized hail still hitting the mobile unit here. This storm certainly packing a lot of hail when it comes with it. Most storms that move to the south, southeast, do usually have larger hail than those that move to the northeast. As I said, right now, visibility still about down to an eighth of a mile here in the north part of Wichita and Sedgwick County. Let's go to Bill Roy, Mobile 21.
Now coming up on 85th Street North and Old 81 Highway, North Broadway, very heavy rain in northern Sedgwick County. Not much lightning and no hail right now, but the further south we move with more and more very heavy rain, and because of this very heavy rain falling in a short period of time, we've got a lot of rain in the roadway. 101st Street North and Broadway, 81 Highway, it's going to be over the road there in two different places, so if you're traveling up in this area, watch out for that. Low-lying areas also. Had the report of a truck overturned, Q42 and I-235, no word yet on if maybe a tornado might have caused that. We don't know yet. But 235 and K-42, a truck overturned. Emergency crews are responding to that area. We also apparently have some flooding over near the VA hospital in East Wichita because of the heavy rain that has fallen in a short period of time. Still west of the Valley Center area, very heavy rain up here, and light lightning at this point, and no hail yet. Mobile 24, this is Bill Roy. This is John Riding in Mobile 22. What's going on to keep up with everything? The hailstones have covered the roadway like a sheet of ice. It's very slippery conditions out here. We're on Tyler Road heading toward K-42. Matter of fact, we're going to pass the new National Weather Service office out here. And those hailstones are about the size of golf balls and baseballs right now. And it is really pounding. Some people are getting over to the side of the road and trying to keep themselves from sustaining damage to their cars and trucks. So far, we've not been able to pick up any tornadic activity, any rotation in the clouds. It's very dense, it's very hard to see, and folks have really slowed down, some traveling less than 15 miles per hour. One of my antennas on the mobile unit is bent in half as if someone just grabbed it and twisted it all the way down. And right now, again, we can see one van that has left the roadway and hit a tree. This is just a little bit to the south of the National Weather Service office. A maroon van has apparently lost control and struck a tree on Tyler Road. Again, we've not been able to pick up any tornadic activity, but as you can tell by the sound in the background, we are getting just one hellacious hailstorm. Mobile 22, this is John Wright.
This is Lee White. I am at the junction of Interstates 135 and 235. The windshield wipers just are not getting the job done. At my location, I can see a Sedgwick County Division fire chief who is parked under a bridge here trying to stay out of the hail and the rain. Eighth of a mile visibility is very common. I started picking up this heavy precipitation back right after I talked with you last. Now we're starting to get some more hail. It sounds like it's larger than what we've come through so far since we picked up hail again. It's only been pea-sized. Now this stuff is going to definitely be larger, but I can't tell because we're trying to keep on the highway and watch out for other motorists. But we are starting to get pelted with some hail here at Broadway and I-235. The further we move on 235, the larger the hail seems to get. This is Lee White.
Dan Dillon again in the KFDI Weather Center. A tornado warning's in effect for Sedgwick County until 12:45. This was issued when a tornado moved from northwest Sedgwick County up there by K-96 and moved southeast, and that's usually the wrong direction for a tornado to move, but this one was moving southeast from the Harvey-Reno County line. And a severe thunderstorm warning was in effect for Sedgwick County, and Butler County right before that. We now have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon for people in Cowley County. Radar indicates a severe thunderstorm just south of Douglas. Baseball-sized hail reported in this storm in Douglas. This storm is moving to the southeast at about 30 miles an hour. People in Udall and Wilmont should prepare for large hail and damaging winds. Let's see if we have any more warnings coming in. Cowley County is now under a tornado warning. Make this a tornado warning for Cowley County until 12:45. Shortly after afternoon today, a tornado touched down in Rock, Kansas. This is about 30 miles southwest of Wichita. The storm was moving to the southeast at 40 miles an hour. People in the towns of Rock, Udall, Akron, Floral, and Winfield should seek shelter now. We've had several reports of baseball-sized hail across Wichita. West Douglas in the 1200 block, baseball-sized hail. Also baseball-sized hail reported at 21st and Mays Road. The auto body shops are going to keep busy for the next couple of months or so.
Well, my all-time favorite country song there from Bill Phillips with Dolly Parton helping out. That's back before she even got on the Porter Wagoner Show. Put it off until tomorrow. We're not going to put all this great country music off till tomorrow. We're playing it this morning on the Oldies and Oddities Show. And here's Marty Robbins with El Paso on KFDI. A couple of songs from 1959 you might remember there. The Everly Brothers, Don and Phil with Till I Kissed You. And before that, also from 1959, Marty Robbins with El Paso. It's 2:45. We haven't played Name It and Claim It yet this hour. Give you a chance to win one of these old songs. We're going to do that coming up after the sports roundup.
I wouldn't give no pregnant for no good.
Okay, what he's saying is this summer you can take your family on a vacation that's fun but not expensive.
Yes, Dodge City.
Return to the old west in Dodge City. Darned tooting.
Here you can put your old family up there for
He said a family of four can enjoy a 3-day, 2-night vacation for under $200. Tour Boot Hill, ride a stagecoach, take a train ride.
Pretty girl downtown.
And on Front Street, dinner and an Old West variety show. With dinner included.
Yeah, so you come over here.
Well, for reservations, call 1-800-OLD-WEST.
1-800-OLD-WEST.
That's 1-800-OLD-WEST.
Don't you go around again. I ain't got no use for me.
But don't wait. This offer's good through July 31st only.
Get your way, Lord. Get
in plain English, Dodge City is the summer's best vacation value. He said it'll be fun.
K-F-D-I-A-M and FM, Wichita, Kansas.